Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 8, day 5 of our study of Nehemiah. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Nehemiah 11, 25 through 36. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Fascinate us with your word. We want to know you more through your word, God, not just more about you. Touch our hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Nehemiah 11, starting in verse 25. As for the villages with their fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its surrounding settlements, in Dibon and its settlements, in Jekabzeel and its villages, in Jeshua, in Molada, in Beth Pelet, in Hazar Shual, in Beersheba, and its settlements, in Ziklag, in Mekona, and its settlements, in En Rimon, in Zora, in Zarmuth, in Zenoa, Adullam and their villages, in Lachish and its fields, and in Azekah and its settlements. So they were living all the way from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. Now, I don't have a map for this per se, but they are resettling all over the area of the tribe of Judah and its surrounding areas is basically what it's saying. They're scattering all over the place. Verse 31, the descendants of the Benjamites from Geba lived in Michmash, Aijah, Bethel, and its settlements, in Anathoth, Nob, and Ananiah, in Hazor, Ramah, and Gittaim, in Hadid, Zeboim and Nabalet, in Lod and Ono, and in Ge-Harashim. Some of the divisions of the Levites of Judah settled in Benjamin. Now, this is an interesting point here right at the end. It's just telling us all of the places that they resettled to. The people of Judah resettled in all of the towns of Judah. The people of Benjamin resettled in the tribe of Benjamin. And this is an important thing, right? The Assyrian captivity that happened to the northern tribes, the northern kingdom of Israel, carried off all the other tribes, and the southern tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi were the ones taken to Babylon for the most part. And so they make up the lion's share of the people who are coming back from Babylon and who are resettling during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. And so we are principally concerned in these books, because that's the lion's share of the people who have come back, are Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. And what it's telling us here in verse 36 is that some of the Levites, and obviously what happened was there weren't enough Levites who had ancestral properties and towns and lands in the tribe of Benjamin that have come back. Most of them had ancestral land and places in the tribe of Judah. And so what Nehemiah apparently did was redistribute some of those Levites and say, some of you need to go live in Benjamin. And the way this worked is the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Benjamin, all of the tribes besides Levi, they actually had ancestral land. The Levites had no ancestral land. There wasn't ancestral land to go back to, but obviously there were Levites who were kind of associated or had been kind of part of the tribe of Judah because that's where they lived. That's where their allotment was, even though they had no ancestral land. When Moses set all this up, the Lord said, the Levites don't get land. I am their inheritance. I, as in God, am their inheritance, not any land. They serve me in the temple. But the way it worked was all the Levites just didn't live in Jerusalem. They lived all throughout Israel, and they would come to Jerusalem several times a year to perform their duties for a week or two or whatever it was. And then they would go back to the land that they were given. But it wasn't land that they could buy or sell. It wasn't really land that they could own. It was land that was given to them out of the different tribes where they would settle. And so Nehemiah is saying, look, some of you Levites who ancestrally were associated with Judah, you need to now become kind of tag alongs with the tribe of Benjamin because there aren't enough Levites in the tribe of Benjamin now. We need you there. And so that's what verse 36 is pointing out. That's all we have for this week. I really am excited to get into the last several chapters of Nehemiah because we do get into some, I think, very fascinating things. And I've alluded to it and talked about it already, but the 24/7 worship and prayer, Nehemiah is going to point out some things about how that worked, and I can't wait to get into that. But for now, that's all we have for the 10-week Bible study. I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.